TCBR, your local community radio podcasts.
This is Rachel Gallahawk for TCBR, that's Thurrock Community Business Radio. And I'm here at Thurrock Local Authors Fair in Gray's Library. And I'm here with Veda Gutta. Now, Veda, well, tell us how old you are.
I am 8 years old.
Yeah, and why are you here?
I'm here for the Local Authors Fair at Gray's Library.
Thurrock. Yeah, that's right. And more importantly, you're here because you are an
author.
Yes, an author. Well done. And what have you written?
I wrote a book. It's called Open Door.
Oh, yeah, okay. And what sort of story? Is it a scary story? Is it a magical story? What sort of story would you say it was?
It's a moral story through a magical one.
Oh, okay, all right. Tell us a little bit about it then.
It's about an 8-year-old girl who wants to know what's behind a door that she discovers in her back garden.
Yeah.
When her mother says it's enchanted.
Okay, that sounds good. Do you read a lot yourself?
Yeah.
So have you read The Secret Garden?
No.
Okay, that's about a magical garden, a door into a secret garden. You might want to read that, find that book in the library. Have you read The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe?
No.
So that's about Lucy, who walks into a wardrobe and it opens out and she fights her way through some winter coats and she ends up into this magical mystery land called Narnia. So I think you'd enjoy that. If you've written a story about a magical door that goes into a different land, I think you'll probably enjoy those other two stories for yourself to read. Yeah, because as a writer, you need to read, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what inspired you to write this story of yours then?
So at school we were writing some poem called Open Door.
Yeah.
It was thinking about what could be behind some kind of door.
Okay.
Some magical door.
Yeah.
And just making theories of what could be behind it.
Yeah.
And then writing it down into a poem. Like before, I thought we were supposed to be writing a story. Suddenly, like, the start of a story just formed into my head.
Yeah.
When I heard the word open door.
Yeah.
And then in the story, there was also, like, a poem
mm-hmm.
that Isabel, which is the main protagonist,
yeah.
sings a poem, and I wrote the poem based on what we wrote at school.
Wow, that sounds really good. So who do you think would like to read it? Who's it aimed at?
On Amazon, it says it's suitable for ages 5 to 12.
Okay.
But from my perspective, I think it is suitable for all ages.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good. Sounds really interesting. And have you got another book lined up?
I do have some stories forming. But what I'm planning to do for my next book is to make a book with multiple moral stories.
Ooh.
Same genre.
Yeah.
Like as Open Door.
Yeah.
Just many.
Oh, little same genre. So the same sort of like a magical.
Yeah. And then like stories that drive like important life lessons
mm-hmm.
as well
mm-hmm.
like really? Open Door, but multiple short stories in one big book.
Wow,
basically.
That sounds really, really exciting. So it's lovely having you here today. You spoke really well at the front in your presentation. You read really clearly, so I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
TCBR, your local community radio podcasts.